Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 152 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. What you done for me last Saturday? I want to put you wise this Saturday. I says, all right, what time? He says, oh, about half past. He got back from lunch about a quarter past two. Then Mr. Holloway left, and then Miss Daisy Hopkins came into his office. Mr. Frank came out, popped his fingers and bowed to me, bowed his head to me, and then went back in the office. Then I went down and stood by the door. I didn't look it. I shut it. I don't know what happened next. I didn't hear him come out of his office at all. Then I went down and watched. No, I didn't hear her come out of his office. Mr. Frank stayed there about a half an hour that day. Then the girl went out. He gave me a half a dollar this time. The next time I watched for him was before Thanksgiving Day, sometimes in the winter, about the last part, middle of August. When he told me he wanted me to watch for him that time, it was on the fourth floor, right at the elevator. Snowball was standing there then. Mr. Frank says, I want to put you wise, again for today. He came back about half past two, and he says, she will be here in a minute. The lady that came in was one that worked on the fourth floor. I don't know her name. It wasn't that Miss Daisy Hopkins. She had hair like Mr. Hooper's, gray-haired. She had a green suit of clothes. She went to Mr. Frank's office, and then I watched. I didn't hear them leave Mr. Frank's office. Then she came out, and then he came out and went out the factory, and then he came back. I stayed there waiting for him. He said, I didn't take out that money. I says, I seed you didn't. He said, that's all right, old boy. I don't want you to have anything to say to Mr. Herbert or Mr. Darley about what's going on around here. The next time I watched was Thanksgiving Day. I met Mr. Frank there about 8 o'clock in the morning. He says, a lady will be here in a little while. Me and her are going to chat. I don't want you to do no work. I just want you to watch. The lady came in about a half an hour. I didn't know her. I have never seen her working at the factory. I had seen her at the factory two or three nights before Thanksgiving Day in Mr. Frank's office about 8 o'clock. She was a nice-looking lady. I think she had on black clothes. She was very tall. He avy-built lady. The front door was open when she came Thanksgiving Day. She went upstairs and went in Mr. Frank's office. Mr. Frank,